The dogs were good again this year. Here are my top five dogs of 2024. At number five, we have Kobe. He saved his entire neighborhood from blowing up because he wouldn't stop digging holes in his front yard. Stay with me. His human Chanel said he's never been interested in digging, so his fixation with this one spot near the sidewalk was cause for concern. She didn't find anything in the hole, but she had a gas detection device from a prior gas leak, and it detected a cataclysmic amount of gas. If it hadn't been identified, the construction crew said it could have leaked into neighboring houses and a simple light switch flip could have caused an explosion.
The community is so thankful for Kobe, the super sniffer, a neighbor even making some homemade treats for this very good boy.
He's just like a hero and he's getting treated like one.
And number four, we have Maya. When a fire started in her house, she was trapped in a bedroom with her disabled owner, Melissa. David, her husband, tried to reach them but could not, suffering third-degree burns in the process. Maya stayed with Melissa the entire time. When firefighters got to them, Maya was passed out on top of her chest, something doctors say saved Melissa's life. Maya also had burns on her tongue and mouth, likely from licking Melissa before succumbing to the smoke. Firefighters were able to resuscitate Maya and transport them both to the hospital. After vets heard of her heroism, they decided to care for Maya free of charge. She is doing very well. Her medical PJs are supposed to come off in the next few weeks, and Melissa is also expected to make a full recovery. And number three, we have Bear. His human Darren suffered a massive heart attack in the middle of the night. He wasn't sleeping well and had gotten up to make some coffee and watch some TV. The last thing he remembers is making it to the bottom of the stairs. The next thing he recalls was Bear jumping up and down on his chest and his wife on the phone with the paramedics. He was rushed to the hospital where he underwent triple bypass surgery. Doctors noted that Darren was likely unconscious for close to 3 hours. He had paw marks on his chest and abdomen from how hard and long Bear was jumping on him. They said that Bear's actions served as successful CPR and kept Darren's blood flowing.
When I first saw him when I got home, he came right to me and jumped in my arms and I just broke down crying.
And number two, we have Poncho. On the night of June 4th, Poncho's house was broken into. The rescue pup leapt into action trying to fend off the intruder and was stabbed in the neck. While being kicked, Poncho managed to contain the intruder long enough for neighbors to tackle him and keep him on the ground until authorities arrived. The family drove Poncho all around looking for an emergency vet, keeping pressure on the wound for 2 hours. They eventually decided to try Española Humane, the same rescue Poncho was adopted from 8 years before. The staff of the tiny rescue got to work immediately. At one point, Poncho's heart stopped beating, but vets were able to bring him back. His dad, who stayed with Poncho the entire time, whispered in Poncho's ear after surgery that he would be getting ribeyes for the rest of his life. Poncho has since had his stitches removed, and the rescue threw him a party complete with a mariachi band and, of course, ribeyes. Our number one dog of 2024 is Gita. Her human, 84-year-old Keith Johnson, fell during a walk one morning and broke his hip.
She came and lay down really close to me, and I cuddled with her and asked her, please, to go get some help.
A sheriff was conducting routine patrolling in a rural wooded area of Northeast Washington when he came across 13-year-old rescue pup Gita sitting in the middle of the street. Because no homes were nearby, the deputy tried to coax her into his car, but she wouldn't budge. He approached Gita once more, but this time she took off down an unmarked side street that led right to Keith.
Boy, you got a pretty good dog, I tell you that. Or your dog was down by the road, got my attention, got me up here.
Thank you. She's my best friend.
Your dog's a hero today, man.
And she led you right back up here.
She led me right to you.
Thanks to Gita, Keith has made a full recovery.